Canton police have released a report on the November 10th crash that killed one of their own. It says a southbound driver in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast veered across the road into the path of a vehicle driven by 47-year-old Dave Wolgamott of Dover. The pickup was hit on the passenger side. Police say the 33-year-old pickup driver has multiple past traffic violations for speeding and failure to wear a seatbelt. Icy road conditions were reported at the time of the collision. Canton police say a suspect in a hit-and-run crash is in custody. 34-year-old Brian Blankenship of Jackson Township was arrested today. He was wanted on warrants charging him with felony vehicular assault and leaving the scene charges. Blankenship is accused of driving recklessly on 9th Street Northwest November 4th, running a stop sign at Shore Avenue and slamming into a car. The victim suffered serious injuries, including a broken neck. Police say Blankenship fled the scene. He is scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court tomorrow. Plans to take the Hall of Fame Village private moved forward last week. The operators of the village reached consent agreements with the Stark County Port Authority and Canton City Schools. The school district agreed to lease Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium to the new operators. The change is not expected to affect operations at the stadium. The Port Authority last week gave consent for the village to go private. It loaned the resort $5 million in 2022 and amended the amount to $5.52 million 2 years later. The Port Authority waived defaults on the agreement. Stark County will receive $7.5 million in state grants for the ongoing renovation and addition at the county jail. The funding comes from the Ohio Jail Safety and Security Program, launched by Governor Mike DeWine in 2021 to help communities build or renovate jails and improve security. Across the state, the program has provided more than $230 million for nearly 70 jail projects, including new construction, renovations, and safety upgrades. Corrections Director Annette Chambers-Smith said ensuring jails meet basic security needs is essential for safety and rehabilitation. Several area elementary schools rank high in the latest U.S. News & World Report list of the nation's best schools. Whipple Heights Elementary and Perry Local ranked 40th in Ohio, Avondale and Plain Local was 49th, and Louisville Elementary came in at 87th. Other local schools making the list include Middle Branch, Ransom Bar, and Fraser in Plain, W.S. Stinson in Northwest, and Lake Cable in Jackson. Miller City Elementary and Putnam County took the top spot in Ohio. The rankings analyzed student performance in math and reading across more than 100,000 schools nationwide, including state assessments and proficiency levels. A man struck and killed by a train while walking on tracks in Ravenna has been identified. Police say 63-year-old James Glendenning of Kent was hit by a westbound CSX train between South Chestnut and Diamond Streets around 2:51 Friday afternoon. South Chestnut was temporarily closed as responders cleared the scene. Police say the death is under investigation and they have requested video from the train through CSX. Authorities have provided an update on the explosion at an apartment building in Austintown. Fire Chief Dave Schertzer says the Saturday afternoon blast at Phoenix House on North Meridian Road is under investigation. Preliminary findings indicate natural gas may have caused the explosion, but investigators have not determined the source or trigger. The building has been declared uninhabitable, and it's too early to say if it can be repaired. 13 people were injured, including one person in critical condition at Cleveland Metro Health. Most of the others were treated and released. Residents will be contacted tomorrow about retrieving their belongings. Lance Hundley, convicted of killing a woman in her Youngstown home, has asked the Ohio Supreme Court to halt his appeals and schedule an execution date. The 56-year-old made the request October 27th in a handwritten letter representing himself. Hundley has filed multiple appeals, all denied, and made a similar request last year before withdrawing it. He was convicted in 2018 of aggravated murder with death penalty specifications in the November 2015 death of 41-year-old Erica Huff. A jury recommended the death penalty, and Judge Maureen Sweeney sentenced him accordingly. No execution date has been set. He was also found guilty of attempted murder and aggravated arson for beating Huff's mother and setting the home on fire while the women were inside. One man is in custody after a shooting at an Austintown bar early Sunday. 21-year-old Xavier Yalkman is charged with felonious assault, having weapons under disability, using weapons while intoxicated, and illegal possession of a firearm on liquor permit premises. Arraignment was scheduled for this afternoon. One person suffered two gunshot wounds in the arm in the incident at Chipper's Sports Bar. The victim was listed in stable condition. Yalkman reportedly was arrested in the Craig Beach area by Lake Milton police with help from the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. A woman has pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide in a November 2024 crash near Warren. 36-year-old Brittany Ullum of Niles entered her plea today before Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Cynthia Westcott Rice. A pre-sentencing investigation has been ordered, and her sentencing will take place at a later date. The Highway Patrol said Ullum was driving an SUV when she veered off Route 46 in Bezetta Township, struck a culvert, and overturned. A passenger, 31-year-old Frank Walter of Cortland, was thrown from the vehicle and hit by another car. He died at the scene. Ullum was intoxicated at the time. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.